But it's time now for our weekly visit with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians as we talk Tribe on Tribe Talk and Trivia, presented by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Let's get one little highlight
out. Gibson's ready. Here's his pitch. Swung on, looped to shallow center, falls in for a base hit. Santana barreling around third, heading for home. The throw, not in time. He slides in safely. And the Tribe takes a 2-0 lead on the RBI single from Francisco Lindor.
There you go, our all-star, getting back to the swing of things here in the second half of the season. But, good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, boys. Good weekend in Minnesota, winning 2 out of 3. That's the focus of the second half of the season, is just to win series and keep our lead in the American League Central. We arrived in Minnesota after the All-Star break, 6.5 games in the lead in the AL Central, and we departed Minnesota, 6.5 game lead in the AL Central. So all in all, a wonderful weekend.
Unless
your Tribe.
Unless your name is Yan Gomes. First, they sacrifice a chicken on Friday. He gets a hit on Saturday, and he gets placed on the DL on Sunday. This is a weekend he wants to forget for sure.
Absolutely. A tough way for Yan. You know, things just not going his way, and all of a sudden you get an injury to a shoulder. That's not good for a catcher. We'll have to wait and see truly the extent of it, but fully expecting him to go on the disabled list, and we'll have to see what the corresponding moves are to all of that. Tough break for Yan.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, a lot of it all comes together. You know, it's a thing like racing down to try to get to first base, maybe having that extra effort, knowing that he hasn't really done too well. Strains, lands awkwardly, things go not his way. But at least his teammates, just by things were going earlier on Friday, are still behind him. You know, he has that support. And when you're not doing too well, it's good to have the quote, family around you.
So. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what being a teammate is all about. It's, coming to the aid of one of your teammates who's struggling, and they were trying to have some fun with it. I know if anybody watched the game, I think it was Friday night, Yan, you know, hit a number of line drives everywhere around the ballpark, and all of them being caught with incredible defensive plays on him. And he's just shaking his head, saying, am I ever going to get a hit again? And Juan Uribe comes over and gives him a huge hug. Then they, you know, do the little major league ritual in the clubhouse for the movie Major League, which was really a lot of fun. It shows the incredible chemistry this team has, how much fun they're having playing together. And then, let's just hope it's not a real serious injury.
Bob, do you have any roster changes coming then?
No, well, we will. It's going to be interesting to see what does transpire with that. So, at some point, I'm sure they're going to do the official announcements.
Well, the hitting continues. Mike Napoli, another home run. And the big guy's doing pretty well, isn't he?
Yeah, Mike has been an incredible addition to this baseball team, doing exactly what we had hoped. You know, he's one of the few guys that will tell you, when I walk into the batter's box, I'm trying to hit a home run. You know, most guys say, you know, I'm just trying to put a good swing on the ball. If I connect it, put the barrel to the ball, then the ball has a chance to go out. But Michael's a little bit different. He's saying, yeah, of course I'm going up there to try to see how far I can hit it, because that's, you know, what my game is. That's what I was brought here for, to add power to a lineup. And he certainly has done that. He's been terrific for us, not only playing a real good first base, hitting for power, but he's been tremendous in that locker room as well.
Well, we are now leaving Minnesota. where I thought maybe they still had a dome. I'm playing in the past when it was rain delay. I thought, didn't those guys just have a big baggie, we call it, or whatever, the big. But anyway, heading on to Kansas City and then to Baltimore. So we got a quite a out of the gate here after the All-Star break. Two tough teams that are really going to test the tribe for sure.
Yeah, because of the RNC, obviously, we cannot be playing at home. So another three-city road trip. This one, 9 games. Going into Kansas City, we have Mr. All-Star Corey Kluber on the mound tonight. Tomorrow, All-Star Danny Salazar on the mound. Wednesday, Carlos Carrasco. Then an off day on Thursday. And then we go into Baltimore. Yeah, some tough teams coming up here in the next six. But again, the goal, you know, just go into the three-game series, try to win two out of three, keep that lead in the AL Central.
Absolutely. We're going to give a chance for people to go to a Tribe game when you get back into town, coming up with our Dale's Market and Deli trivia.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, these are for 4 tickets for the Indians and A's coming up on July 31st at Progressive Field. What is the question this morning, Bob?
Well, the question deals with the Indians' all-time records versus opponents dating back to 1901. What team has the Cleveland Indians beaten up on the most? What team has the Tribe recorded the most wins against in their existence in the American League since 1901?
All right, that is the question. 322-0930, 246-0930. Remember, if you want anything from WEOL, you need to wait 30 days before you can win again. Again, dating back to 1901, the Indians have won more games against which team? That's our question this morning. 322-0930, 246-0930. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Have a good week.
Thank you, boys. You too. Go Tribe.